Hi, Clint Treberg here for the Jobs Expo podcast with the Jobs Expo on in Cork, the 23rd of November at Cork City Hall. Today we're chatting to Sean Harrington, an associate with Byrne Luby, who'll be one of the employees exhibiting at the big event that will feature hundreds of active job opportunities at home and abroad. Hello to you, Sean.
Hi, Clint. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you. And let's start by finding out a bit about Byrne Luby. I know a lot about it, having spoken to a few of you guys from there. But generally speaking, tell us about Byrne.
Sure. So Byrne Luby is an international engineering design consultancy. We have locations in Ireland, Northern Ireland, England, Dubai, and in Bahrain. We deliver the full suite of typical civil engineering design services, mainly in geotechnical. We also have major teams in the water industry, on the flooding side, with clean water, wastewater teams in marines and ports, rail. We have recently acquired a company, Sinclair Johnston. They're involved in kind of conservation heritage type structural work. And then we have also recently acquired Terra Consult, who are involved in kind of environmental land contamination work. So we have a broad scale for a small company, and we are working on a huge varying both core and niche markets locally where it suits us.
And what area is your part of the business, and what are you an associate in?
Sure. So I'm based in the Cork office. Byrne Luby have two offices in Cork, one in up at the airport and one in Cove. I'm an associate in the office at the airport, and I primarily deal with flood relief plans for mainly for the OPW and in water projects for the likes of Irish Water.
Okay, and so can you tell us a bit about any of the projects you're working on currently?
Yeah, so I suppose we currently have a number of flood relief projects with OPW and also with varying local authorities. So one of the larger ones we're working on at the moment would be Bandon Flood Relief Scheme in Bandon, which is a €17 million project for the Office of Public Works. Delivering a benefit to over 290 properties in Bandon to prevent flooding. We are also working on the Arklow Flood Relief Scheme, which is another significant major project that's at the planning stage at the moment. And then we have a number of other smaller flood relief schemes for OPW and local authorities throughout Ireland.
So loads going on. I guess there's going to be needing a bit more people to help with all these jobs, Sean. And I guess that's the whole point of the Jobs Expo happening on the 23rd of November in Cork City Hall. What are the types of positions you will have available for people coming down on the day?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to go. We're currently looking for three specific positions to try and address direct needs that we have within the Cork office. We're looking for hydraulic modellers, you know, people with maybe 5 to 10 years experience of hydraulic modelling to deliver flood relief schemes. We're looking for hydrological analysts or engineers with similar level of experience. And then we're also looking for people with an environmental or planning background that can effectively deliver projects through the statutory planning processes that need to be gone through to deliver major infrastructure water-related projects. And so these people will be, they'll be key people on our teams. They'll be leading other more junior engineers, and they'll be liaising directly with clients. And, you know, they'll have a very important role in us successfully building our business and developing further.
And are they entry-level positions? Are they more experienced people that you're looking for?
These particular roles will be more experienced, so they will be people who are probably, you know, in the bracket of 5 to 10 years out from college and who have at least 5 years experience in a similar role. And, you know, unfortunately, I suppose that's the kind of range of people that's hard to get at the moment, because that's the whole generation that perhaps emigrated. So we're interested in people who might be abroad. We're interested in people who are at home. We've recently recruited two individuals from South Africa. So we don't mind where you come from. If you can do the job for us, we'd be more than happy to have you.
And just out of curiosity, is it mainly males that you're finding in these sorts of areas, or are the girls coming through?
No, traditionally, actually, the Cork office, we had a very good mix. More recently, we've lost a couple of ladies. So we currently only have one woman in the Cork office. So
ladies, get applying. It's more than welcome at Burn Luby, yeah.
If you're able for the job, we'll absolutely have you. At the moment, actually, Noreen in our Cork office is holding her own, definitely, delivering projects for us.
What type of people, succeed within Burn Luby? Perhaps your personal story yourself. You sound like you're happy being there and have been there for a while.
Yeah, so I'm at Burn Luby just over 7 years. I started off in a reasonably junior role in Burn Luby, and I suppose what Burn Luby offered me was they showed me the road in front of me, and they said you can kind of travel along that road as much as you like, almost, you know. So they give you plenty of opportunity. They're eager. They'll facilitate ambitious people. If you want to put your head down and you enjoy working with clients and you enjoy working with people, you enjoy managing teams, they'll let you off to do that. You know, they're very facilitative in identifying what people enjoy and trying to put those people in those roles, you know. And that's not to say that if you start something you don't like, you can't change. But, you know, we certainly look at what people's strengths are and where they enjoy being, and we try and put them in those roles. That's certainly what's happened to me as well. I've enjoyed working for Burn Luby. It's one of the advantages of working for what you could consider one of the smaller engineering companies, you know. If you're working for the larger engineering companies, you can possibly be pigeonholed in that. My experience with Burn Luby certainly hasn't been like that.
Sounds like a great place to work, and I'm guessing with the offices all over the place too, room for trying out a new place, not just Cork?
Absolutely. We had one project engineer in Dublin look to transfer down to Cork. He was with the Dublin Water team. So he transferred down to Cork. He's still working with the Dublin Water team remotely, and we have very good remote working facilities. And he's starting to integrate into the Cork team as well. So there are opportunities if you want to go out into the Middle East or go to the UK. If you decided you want to try something, it's certainly something we'd be looking at.
Good to hear. And that, like we've said at the start, it's going to be a big day on the 23rd of November in Cork City Hall. You're probably going to be there yourself, Sean?
I'm hoping to be there for a couple of hours at least myself. Yeah, I get to know some people. And if anybody is interested in those three jobs that we've mentioned there, certainly come talk to me and we'll see how we get on.
And before the big day, I'm guessing your website, which I've seen, is quite jam-packed with information. That's a good place to head to look ahead of the Jobs Expo?
Absolutely. We have, you'll find out a lot about us, the types of projects we're involved in. We have a projects page. We have a careers page where you can see all the jobs that are available, and the jobs I've mentioned there should be up there. And there's also quite a bit of detail, and they're quite active on LinkedIn, so you'll get the latest on that as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Sean, and we look forward to seeing you on the 23rd of November in Cork City Hall with the big stand of everyone from Burn Luby, yourself and a few others. It'll be a great day, and we look forward to finding some people, some jobs with Burn Luby.
Thank you very much, Clint.
And don't forget, you can register for free admission to the Jobs Expo in Cork on the 23rd of November in Cork City Hall just by heading to jobsexpo.ie. On the big day, you'll get to meet leading employers with top job vacancies. You could attend a full day of talks and seminars in the agenda stage or get free career advice at the Career Clinic. It's all there. Register now at jobsexpo.ie. I'm Clint Dreeberg. Till next time.